Sutherland Springs is full of prayer this week. Yesterday afternoon, people gathered across the street from the First Baptist Church to mourn the dead, lost friends, family, and neighbors. Sherry Pomeroy's husband, Frank, is pastor of First Baptist. Sherry says churchgoers shared their lives every week.
Our church was not comprised of members or parishioners. We were a very close family. We ate together, we laughed together, we cried together, and we worshiped together. Now most of our church family is gone. Our building is probably beyond repair.
The Pomeroys weren't at the church during Sunday's shooting, but their 14-year-old daughter, Annabelle, was. She was killed.
News media have been bombarding us with requests to share and comment and appear to celebrate Annabelle's life. However, as much tragedy as that entails for our family, we don't want to overshadow the other lives lost.
Entire families were ripped apart Sunday. Over a dozen of the victims were children. Some died, others are recovering. Amber Main usually attends First Baptist, but she didn't last weekend. She says she lost many people close to her.
As far as I know, there's my youth pastor and her husband, one of my very close family friends who was pregnant at the time, two little kids I know that I helped take care of, and somebody that was there for me through everything.
Among those Main mentions is Crystal Holcomb, who was 8 months pregnant. Crystal was one of eight members of the Holcomb family, spanning three generations, who died in the mass shooting. For Sutherland Springs residents like Jim Crossley, it seems almost unreal.
I'm still trying to get it through my head why somebody would have to come down here and destroy somebody's lives like they did.
Crossley's mourning his family friend Joanne Ward. Two of her children are also dead, Emily and Brooke, ages 7 and 5. He says Joanne was too young for this, just 30 years old.
She was a good lady. All of them are. They were good folks. They worked hard for their living. And they took care of their kids. And they made sure that they were all, you know, fed and taken care of the way they should be. They're good folks.
Lorenzo Flores knew Joanne Ward for more than 27 years.
Joanne lived in my neighborhood when she was a little girl. She went to school with my boys. So I saw her grow up. She was like a daughter to me, you know. She'd go to our house. She's like if she was our own, you know.
Flores and his girlfriend Terry run a taco shop inside a convenience store near First Baptist Church called Teresa's Kitchen. Flores says he saw Joanne Ward all the time.
She'd come in the kitchen and order her chorizo and egg every morning. We already knew what she wanted. And see if we needed anything, because she worked up there at a daycare in Lavernia, and HEB's up there, you know, and so she'd save us a trip to bring us, you know, whatever we needed for the kitchen and stuff.
He says losing Joanne is like losing a daughter.
It's like it took a piece of my life, you know, because I've known her so long. She was a part of my family.
In a small Texas town like Sutherland Springs, that feeling is everywhere today. Flores and others say it'll take time to return to normal, and it will likely never be the same. Sunday's shooting has left a scar in South Texas. People here will try to mend their wounds with faith, prayer, and support for one another. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.